The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high five moment today? Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant. AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. It's lying dormant, waiting, and it could reactivate at any time. And while not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful, blistering rash that can last for weeks. Think you're not at risk for shingles? It's time to wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. If you're over 50, talk to your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Well, guys, it's time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to Steve Harvey FM and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter. See this? Hear this? We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to do this one right here, right now. It could be yours. You never know.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Strawberry Letter with my good friend, Shirley Strawberry.
Thank you, my good friend, Junior. Subject, one of my homies is my side piece. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 32-year-old single man, and I started a sexual relationship with a female that hangs out with me and my boys. She's like one of the boys, and we party together, work out together, and she travels with us on our annual guys' trips. She is a good friend, and we respect her and her sexual preference. We've never talked about her love life, but I assume she never dated a man before. We've been friends since middle school, and she has always been a pretty girl. She's tall, with nice legs, a six-pack, and pretty feet. She's a woman by all means, but she hangs out with all of us dudes. 4 months ago, we all went to a strip club, and we were popping bottles in our VIP section all night. I was a little more intoxicated than she was, so she was my designated driver for the night. She crashed on my couch like she's done so many other times before. I went to bed, but in my drunken state, I could not stop thinking about how pretty she was lying on my couch, and I imagined how soft her big breasts were. What? I got up and offered her my bed. She said she would come to my bed only if I stayed in it too. She got up and started taking her clothes off and walked into my bedroom. The rest is history. I wanted to be sure we did not have sex just because we were drunk. So, I tried it again the next morning, and she was with it. We have been secretly having sex for 3 months because she has a girlfriend, and we're not sure how our other friends will react. I don't want to be her secret side piece anymore. Should I have a talk with her and see where she stands on dating a man, or control my feelings and enjoy the great sex? Wow, the great sex, he said. Okay. I think, you know, you like her. way more than a friend now. Otherwise, you wouldn't care if she remained a secret or not, you know. For this reason, you've got to talk to her. And if she feels the same way, she's going to have to tell her girlfriend at some point. What's hard to believe is that for 3 months, you guys haven't talked about it at all. Not at all? I mean, that could mean two things. Either she likes things status quo, or she's waiting for you to make the first move. You, on the other hand, don't want to cut off the great sex by saying anything that could rock the boat. You don't want to be the secret side piece anymore, you say, but you're making the sacrifice for the great sex. Okay. But it's time. It is time now. It's been 3 months or 90 days. And you know how we feel about 90 days around here. Steve taught us all about the 90-day rule, okay? So again, I say it's time. It's risky, you know, but if you really want her, go ahead and shoot your shot. I mean, you got to jump in the deep end. That's the only way you're going to find out how she really feels about you. Is it more than a secret side piece? And what is it going to be after that? Steve? Of course.
Let's go. This 32-year-old dude got this woman that's been one of the guys for so long, going all the guy trips, hang out with the dudes. They go to strip club. They get drunk. She's the designated driver. They drive home. And next thing you know, he's laying in bed drunk thinking about her breasts. And so he gets up. And she's sleeping on the couch like she's done many times. He offers her the bed. She said she'd take the bed only if he stayed in it. This is all we need to know. And this is all he was hoping for. Mm-hmm. Now, he was laying there, couldn't stop thinking about how pretty she was laying on the couch. She's an attractive girl. Now, remember now, she got tall, she got nice legs, six-pack, pretty feet. Mm-hmm. I got you, dog. I'm in.
Okay.
Tall, pretty, nice feet, six-pack.
Wow.
You can just be tall and pretty with the feet. You don't really need a six-pack for me because... Well, hell, I don't have one. I've learned in my life, you know, you don't need to ask somebody to do something you ain't going to do. You know, so here we go. Now, she started taking her clothes off and walked into your bedroom, and the rest is history. Mm. I wanted to make sure we did not have sex just because we was drunk. So I tried it again the next morning. And Lord have mercy, she was with it.
Yeah.
We have been secretly having sex for 3 months. Because she has a girlfriend and we're not sure how our other friends will react. So surely right there, they have discussed it to a degree.
Yeah.
How the other friends will react if they knew it. Now, the problem we got now is he wants more. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you what your options are, dog.
All right. Thank you, Steve. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Subject of today's letter, one of my homies is my side piece. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month. It's crucial for us, especially as Black women, to focus on our heart health. We pour our heart and soul into every aspect of our lives, but often our own health takes a back seat. That's where Release the Pressure comes in. It's all about us, Black women, seeing self-care as an essential act of self-preservation. Whether it's for yourself, your family, or our community, your health is invaluable. Let's help get to our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Here's how you can join in. Head over to iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. Let's make our health a priority. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP today. Together we can make a difference in our health and our lives. Join us and let's take care of our hearts together. Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
The following is a High Five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Woo!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your High Five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
How many times have you arrived in Orlando and suddenly realized you forgot the kids? But then you remember, you had no intention of bringing the kids. You are in Orlando to enjoy yourself. It's an amazing opportunity to have fun and experience all the fun Orlando has to offer. Sure, Orlando is known as the theme park capital of the world, but there's so much more to this destination. It's the place where adults can become kids again, and happy hour happens any hour. With never-ending food festivals, fresh new dining experiences, and outdoor adventures from zip lining to its beautiful natural springs. And, of course, fireworks every single night. Plus, you have loads of entertainment options, see unique neighborhoods, and can even visit their blossoming arts and culture. Orlando has everything for an amazing getaway with your loved ones or friends, including exciting thrill rides, lush lazy rivers, and world-class golf and spas. Yes, there's more to see, do, and experience than you'd expect. In Orlando, anything is possible if you can imagine it. Plan your escape today and save at visitorlando.com.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. Subject, one of my homies is my side piece.
Well, this guy's been friends with this girl for a number of years, since middle school. She's very pretty, tall, nice legs, six packs, pretty feet. But she's has relationships she assumes with just women. And so she's best been one of the guys traveling with him. Well, they all went to a strip club one time. They popping bottles in the VIP section. He went upstairs to bed. She slept on the couch like she has done many times. But in this drunken state, he claims he could not stop thinking of how pretty she was laying on the couch and was imagining what her big, pretty breasts would be like. Well, you can't just lay there, she downstairs. So he got up, went downstairs, and offered her the bed. She said she would take the bed only if he stayed in it.
Mm-hmm.
Lord have mercy. Let the church say amen, hallelujah, glory.
Amen,
so she takes her clothes off and she walks into the bedroom. I can only imagine what he's thinking. Oh, my Lord. And they did it. So to make sure that it wasn't because they was drunk, he tried it again the next morning. She was with it again. Now, they've been secretly having sex for 3 months now because she has a girlfriend, and we're not sure how our other friends will react, which I'm telling you now means that they've discussed what they would think if the other friends found out. Now, here's dude's problem. I don't want to be her secret side piece anymore. This that's going on the past 3 months been good.
Yeah.
Hell, this side piece thing ain't working for me no more, man. We needs to go public. Now, should I have a talk with her and see where she stands on dating a man, or control my feelings and enjoy the great sex? Well, here we go. I'm glad you called me. Mm-hmm. See, as far as I'm concerned with that proposal that you're putting forward, you have absolutely nothing to lose. Let's say you ask her how she feels. The only thing you have to be prepared for is for the answer. So you want to go to her and say, you want to see if you want to have a talk with her and see where she stands on dating a man, or control your feelings and enjoy the great sex. Now, suppose she says she prefers women, which you have to be prepared for that.
Yep.
Because she may say, I prefer women, which puts you right back where you at now. She going to keep her girlfriend and y'all just going to have great sex. Ta-da. What? This is a magic show. Everybody get something out of this. You reach in the hat. You get a rabbit. You reach in the hat. You get a rabbit. You get a rabbit. You get, everybody get a damn rabbit out of this trick. So now I don't see what the problem is. And she may just want you to remain on the side, which again makes you the side piece. But you want more. And now the part that you didn't mention, and if I was you, I wouldn't worry about how your friends would react. Because I got news for you. I promise you, I give you my word, all of them thought the same thing.
Got it.
Every last one of them know she got nice legs, pretty feet, six-pack, and she pretty. All of them know that. They just been trying to play the game because y'all 32, y'all young. I'd have been an ass to something. Long time ago. Hey, I know how you roll, but we good with that? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, I'm going to share something with you all. Way, way back. My early 30s. Mm-hmm. I've been in love with four people who had other, who were, you know, females who like females.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
And probably four. And
this is news.
Well, it's no big deal. It ain't really nothing. I just, you know, they asked me how I felt about it, and I told them that I was a lesbian too. That I preferred other women myself. And that's how I would try to get around it.
Didn't
work. It didn't work. They laughed. They thought it was a very cute joke, but I was so dead serious. And I told them they could refer to me that way if they wanted to.
Oh my goodness.
So it didn't work out. They were gorgeous. One of them had girlfriend who was more masculine, mm-hmm. and she approached me one time and said she don't appreciate that, and if I don't step off, she gonna do something to me. Oh. And well, she looked like she could whoop my ass, so I said okay. I stepped off.
Okay. Good.
It didn't look like I was gonna be able to whoop her, so I stepped off. You know, I mean, why? We ain't got to fight over this here. I ain't that serious.
Where
no.
All your stories involving fighting.
Well, it was not gonna be a fight right here because it didn't look like a win for me. Because if she say leave it like it is, then we right back where we at. He ain't worried about that. He don't want to be the side piece no more. Sure.
All right,
take us out.
Thank you, Steve. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the Army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at High Five Casino.
.com. High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
Guess what, Will?
What's that, Mango?
I've been trying to write a promo for our podcast, Part-Time Genius, but even though we've done over 250 episodes, we don't really talk about murders or cults.
I mean, we did just cover the Illuminati of cheese, so I feel like that makes us pretty edgy. We also solve mysteries like how Chinese is your Chinese food and how do dollar stores make money? And then, of course, can you game a dog show?
So what you're saying is everyone should be listening.
Listen to Part-Time Genius on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season, millions tuned into the Betrayal podcast to hear a shocking story of deception. I'm Andrea Gunning, and now we're sharing an all-new story of betrayal. Justin Rutherford, doctor, father, family man. It was the perfect cover to hide behind.
Detective Weaver said, "I'm sure you know why we're here." I was like, "What in the world is going on?"
Listen to Betrayal on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.